you know, I was talking about, you know, everybody's got a different idea of freedom. You know, mine is linked with independence. I don't want to have to depend on anyone for anything. At least, you know, that's my realistic goal, is that I want to be self-sustaining. You know, I'm far from being able to do that yet, but that is my goal. Now, there's too many people who think, oh, well, freedom means that I get free college and free health care. I can't truly be free unless I'm getting the free stuff, but it's the exact opposite. It's you're good. The free stuff is what makes you dependent and makes you not free. So it's pretty clear to me, but there are so many people out there who conflate freedom with free stuff, and I cannot get behind that. But when you walk around here at a place like Freedom Fest, it is absolutely amazing how, like, things you don't even think about. There's a lot of, you know, education, school choice people here. There are a lot of crypto people here. People want to deregulate currency. There are a lot of people who are looking at really just banking, deregulation in general, in business, in real estate. But there's a guy, and his name is Tony. And Tony has something called the Freedom Haven Project. He wants to create a floating society independent from any world government. And he wants to do this within the next 15 or so years. He's here, and we're going to talk to him about the Freedom Haven Project. I cannot wait to hear more. Stay with us. From Freedom Fest 2023, it's the Nation of Jake. All right, welcome back to it.
Yes, have some.
The Nation of Jake, News Talk 98.9, The Roar of Memphis, 683-0989, 683-0989. That's the Rick's Powder Coating text line. And I was getting some texts a minute ago, and this is what's great. This is what is great about the battlefield of ideas. We just talked to a guy named Lars Mapstead. He is running for president, a libertarian candidate for president, and their goal in his camp is to get one electoral vote. Now, he was saying some things about, and I'm not so sure that I picked up everything he was talking about on account of, you know, being here and distracted. He was talking about federalizing elections, you know, in order to get, you know, libertarian candidates on, and I'm not so sure that I agree with that. I know that Lars Mapstead is a proponent of ranked choice voting, and I'm not sure that I am, but here's the funny thing, is like two booths over, there are some people here who want to protect the Electoral College, and they are staunchly against ranked choice voting. So when you have Freedom Fest, not everybody's in lockstep. Everybody has different ideas on what freedom means and how to get there. Now, I think that I found probably the most interesting idea of anybody here at Freedom Fest. This guy, you know, he's here. You don't have like a booth here, Tony, do you? You're not one of these big exhibitors with big money behind you, but you got the biggest idea. Tony Olson is here. Tony from the Freedom Haven Project. Tony, tell everyone in the Nation of Jake, what is the Freedom Haven Project?
The Freedom Haven Project is a humanitarian effort and business venture to bring the prosperity of free markets to 5,000 to 10,000 of the world's refugees.
Okay, and how are you going to do that?
We plan on having a floating port city built outside the jurisdiction of all existing governments by 2037. While complying with applicable international laws, we will have the highest levels of socioeconomic freedom on the planet. And we're specifically talking about the freedom that you have naturally when no one's there to stop you.
Okay, so man in the state of nature, but on a giant floating, what is this, a boat, this vessel? What is?
Well, think of a modern mega cruise ship, and that's our starting point. You can live, there are people who have retired on these cruise ships for $80,000 a year. And that's how you could retire on a make a cruise ship and make a city on the ocean today for that price. We're looking to optimize and bring the price cost down by utilizing the free market instead of having everything be centrally planned and bring it down to an average cost of about $20,000 a year. But it'd still be a huge floating city like in the cruise ship, except that we'll also have a gantry crane and a harbor so that we can integrate, because we will be parked out there permanently. We will have a specific latitude and longitude in the South Bay of Bengal, North Indian Ocean, where we will have container ships coming to us, and we will have imports and exports.
Okay, so there's like the libertarian love boat.
Yes.
But a network of love boats tethered together, and you've got some sort of the technology exists. We're talking about concrete platforms that you can live and build on, I mean, how much space you're going to be taking up in the Bay of Bengal, Tony?
Well, we're eventually going to be taking up 12 nautical miles from the center point. So basically, the territorial waters that any other nation on Earth has. So basically, a diameter of 24 nautical miles. But initially, it's just going to be this one ship, and we'll be growing from there.
All right. So have you thought about this, Tony? Tony Olson, he is the leader and mastermind behind the Freedom Haven Project, a floating society in the Bay of Bengal. Have you thought about pirates?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The most important pirates that we have to worry about are the U.S. government and other governments in the world. The smaller pirates that get the most media coverage, the Somali pirates.
Yeah. I'm the captain now, Tony. What happens when a band of Somali pirates come to the Freedom Haven Project and start looting and say, I'm the captain now? What do you do? Do you have an army? Do you have a navy?
We'll have paid security, and everyone there will have their own unregistered weapons. Basically, the kind of freedom that no one stops you unless you're threatening someone else's life, freedom, or property. People will have the freedom to arm themselves any way they want as long as they're not threatening someone else.
Okay.
Which means those pirates won't pose a threat. In fact, most likely those pirates will ask for refugee status.
So a militia, essentially, the Freedom Haven Project militia.
Yeah.
You know, people who will be armed, and then there will be a call to arms should pirates show up or should other, you know, foreign governments, like a takeover, like we're seeing in Ukraine. You know, Vladimir Putin decides, hey, I want the Freedom Haven Project. It's mine now. You'll be able to defend yourselves. I don't know. So what's the cost on something like this? Like you're saying at the starting point here, 5 to 10,000 of the world's refugees.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about freedom-loving people who want to be free of any world governments.
Yep.
So what will it cost to be a part of this society?
As an investor, the refugees wouldn't be investors. It'd be people who would be investing in the project, and they then would rent to the refugees. The average cost of living, the lowest point for a refugee coming in would be about $5,000 a year, and that's like the lowest point. You're living like you do in the Navy ship where you have bunk beds and so forth. But the average cost would be about $25,000 a year for these refugees. And they'll have the free market and options to grow their wealth. And so even if they come there poor, in a few years they'll become more wealthy as the free market does what free market does best, and that is it grows wealth.
Okay, Tony's here. The Freedom Haven Project is the name of this project. It's a floating society, free of any government. Rob on the text line, Tony, if you don't mind me dipping in, he's saying that this sounds a lot like Waterworld with Kevin Costner.
We get that a lot.
That's what you get a lot?
That's mostly from people who have not been on a modern cruise ship, who don't understand what floating cities today actually look like. It's to the point where you're playing pool and billiards, and the ball doesn't quite go straight once, and you're like, why did that happen? Oh yeah, wait, I'm on a floating ship out in the middle of the ocean. They have what they call the wine test. We have a glass of wine on the table, and it doesn't wobble, it doesn't move, it holds perfectly still. That's the kind of stability that these mega cruise ships have today. And it's a completely different animal from the joke that was Waterworld. It was an impressive, fun movie, but it's not really reality.
All right, Tony. Now, I'm just going to get normal on you for a second, okay?
Love it.
I'm looking at this saying, man, this is never going to work. This, you are insane. Yeah, this is a bad idea. This is a pipe dream. You have to get multiple cruise ships. Nobody's going to pay $100,000 a year to live on your cruise ship as a refugee from world governments. What's the pitch to somebody who is a skeptic?
It won't be $100,000 a year. It'd be as an investor, $65,000 will get you 10 years on the ship for one cabin, and then you can turn around and lease that or rent it out or use it for your own business, however you want to do it. But the average cost per person would be about $20,000 or $25,000 per year. And that's not just the cabin. That's your entire cost of living, everything.
Okay, so what about things like hospitals? What about emergency care? What about schools? Is that just all on you?
That free market would provide all those things, and not only will it provide it, medical services will probably be one of the biggest exports that Freedom Haven will have, because that's something that we really need, and the cost will probably be one-tenth the cost of what you have. You can still have the same heart operation, but instead of it being, what, $300,000 here in America, it'd be maybe $30,000 out at Freedom Haven. And so medical tourism will be really big export, and that's where a lot of our money might be coming in. And anything else the free market can provide cheaper and higher quality than the more socialist countries in the world can provide.
All right. So as far as, you know, what phase are you in as far as the construction or the, sourcing some of these refugees? I mean, you know, and what kind of things are you doing to move this along? Are you going to hit your goal? Are you on track for your 2037 goal?
We are currently on track. We are currently in phase two. We call the exploratory campaign. It's about marketing, doing interviews like this, and basically just spreading the information around and getting more interest into the project. Because as long as it remains unknown, it won't succeed. But we continue to double our sponsors, double our reach, double the interest each year. And if we keep on that path, phase two will end by 2026, and then we'll start working with shipyard like Samsung Heavy Industries in South Korea, and they'll actually do the professional designs and plans and then start building the ship.
All right, Tony, this is a big project here, but I will say this. I mean, as insane as this might sound to people, you know, Jeff Bezos is talking about launching mechanical planets up in the sky and colonizing those. Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars and colonizing Mars, where we've got two-thirds of the world is covered in water, and that, you know, there's not a lot of people living in the water. Now, I do have this question for you. You don't have any plans to take submersibles down or offer that to go look at wreckage, do you?
Well, actually, we in our estimates, we actually have submersibles included in there, so we can actually do inspections of the ship. Since we won't be going to dock, we'll have to do all the repairs out at sea. We'll have concrete caissons that we'll have on the outside of the ship to offer us a dry dock situation. But yeah, submersibles, we'll have mapping equipment to basically map the bottom of the ocean. And we'll specifically have that so that we can see if there's anyone snooping underneath or any kind of unwanted visitors that are underneath us.
All right, Tony, it's a hell of an idea. It's a great vision you have. People can go. Where can they go as far as online, a website to check it out?
Our website is www.freedomhaven.org, FreedomHaven.org.
A floating society in the Bay of Bengal. If you want to be a part of it, freedomhaven.org. Tony Olson, I appreciate you coming on the Nation of Jake, my man. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
There you go. There is Tony Olson of freedomhaven.org. Again, I mean, one of the biggest ideas for sure. But you know what? He's probably got the smallest presence. A sneaky presence is Tony Olson, an unassuming man with a giant idea. And I'm already getting people on the Rick's Powder Coating text line. They want in. They want in. $65,000 for 10 years. You got Wolfman is going to sign up for Freedom Haven. Already, man, paying dividends being in the Nation of Jake. All right, 683-0989, 683-0989. Is Freedom Haven something you want to do, or do you think that Tony's a kook? How about that? We'll put that out there on the Rick's Powder Coating text line. We'll get into some local headlines. This story of a man charged with murder in the killing of his doctor at the Campbell Clinic. We will get some updates on that. We'll also see who else there is to talk to. It's starting to get busy around here at the Renaissance Convention Center here at Freedom Fest 2023 in the Nation of Jake.